Well, St. Joseph Mustangs, just over a week into the season, still unbeaten, playing some great baseball here early in the Mink League schedule. We're talking with the manager of the St. Joseph Mustangs, Johnny Coy. Johnny, always great to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time. And 8-0, you guys are rolling, showing no signs of slowing down. Just what has worked through this first week plus of the season that you guys are heading into weekend number two, playing at such a high level?
We just got a really good group of guys, man. I mean, when it comes to, you know, pitching, defense, hitting, you know, clutch situations. I mean, we got a lot of guys that have played in, you know, the Mink League Championship Series the last couple summers with a nice little group of new guys that, you know, they're gelling really well together at this early in the season. It's pretty rare in college wood bat summer league baseball, but these guys are gelling well together. They enjoy being with each other on and off the field, and I'm having a lot of fun already.
Well, people think St. Joseph Mustangs, they do think championship, the culture, what you guys have built there since everything started back in 2009. But the camaraderie of having some guys that have been around and that played here last year, does that make it that much easier for some of those new guys that are coming to St. Joe for the first time to buy into what you're saying and say, all right, we're here and we're ready to win?
Yeah, absolutely, man, especially with, you know, the huge crowds that we get. You know, especially our home games, our guys want to do so well for, you know, all those fans, and sometimes they can kind of get outside themselves a little bit and try to play. And we got a lot of guys that have been through this, you know, several summers now, and they can kind of, you know, help out the new guys, you know, kind of just relax them a little bit and just enjoying the whole process of showing up to the field every day. And, you know, because it is every day. We don't have too many off days, you know, throughout the whole summer. And, you know, our guys are just, they're gelling well and, you know, enjoying the whole process of being a St. Joe Mustang player. And comes with a lot of responsibilities on and off the field. We do a lot of appearances, and guys have been really great with that. And, you know, signing all the autographs. They've signed more autographs in the last week than they have probably their whole careers. And the guys are enjoying it, and they just love being a part of it.
That is one of the best parts is you step in and, hey, it's summer college wood bat baseball, but it does feel like such a big deal and a chance to take that next step in toward becoming a professional potentially down the road with just the crowds, the atmosphere, the autographs, everything going on there. You mentioned that you're playing nearly every day, which is good. There's not a whole lot of downtime to do anything else. It's all baseball all the time. Is that something that you embrace and enjoy, the fact that, hey, I'm getting the chance to get everybody in and involved? Or at times you kind of like, man, it's grueling out there.
No, man, we just have so much fun being together, no matter what we're doing. But you know, these guys aren't in school right now, so they just get to play just baseball. You know, spring they got to kind of balance, you know, school and baseball at the same time. But in the summers, it's just all baseball. You know, they're at the field. Usually, heck, it's almost 3 o'clock right now, and almost the whole team's here. They show up really early, way earlier than they're supposed to. The pitchers get their work done at 3, and the position players get their work done at 4. We take batting practice at 4:10 every day. Guys are here so early, eager to just work and get better. You know, we have access to the YMCA up north, and 80% of the team is working out every day together as a team, and that's just something that doesn't happen, you know, in any summer wood bat league baseball. And these guys work hard. They enjoy the process, and, you know, they just – enjoy being around the game of baseball. And it's fun for me because we do play every day. And, you know, guys, we have enough guys on our roster where if guys need an off day, you know, they can get an off day, no problem. And the guys that are waiting, you know, that are playing that day are just as good as the guys that are getting off days. So we don't have any drop off, and just a good roster, good group of guys.
You know, I think a lot of guys kind of wrap up that spring college season, maybe want a vacation, a chance to step away. You've got a lot of dudes that are hungry. You mentioned going in and getting their workouts, wanting to get as many swings as they can in the cage before a game rolls around. Is that part of why coaches send their guys to you? Because they know they're hungry and they're going to get those opportunities day in, day out?
Yeah, no, I'm friends with a lot of coaches all throughout the country, whether it be Division I, Division II, JUCO, NAIA, D3, whatever. And all these coaches love sending their guys here because they know that they get a ton of work in. They get to play in front of big crowds. There's a big pressure situations, and that's something that these coaches want these players to, you know, get in as soon as possible, because, you know, it makes them better. And we haven't had too many guys that show up here, and whenever they leave, they're better players, they're more mature players, they can handle pressure more, because we have a lot of pressure situations throughout the summer. You know, we always get everybody's best shot, we get everybody's number one pitcher, best lineup possible, and the guys embrace that, and they look forward to that challenge every single night. And they always leave better than when they got here, and that kind of reputation has been here since, you know, Coach Johnson was coaching, and I kind of just carried it on. And not much has changed here since Coach Johnson's left, and I think that's why everything's been so successful.
You mentioned Coach Johnson, an interesting schedule, the way things work out this year, that he steps in for game one because your high school team that you're coaching, the Benton Cardinals, off playing for a state championship there. How does that work out to where it's a very hectic time, and obviously you'd love to be with the Mustangs, but at the same time, you're playing for a championship to wrap up the spring and then hoping to see one again at the end of the summer. That's kind of cool how that all worked out.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. The last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I've always looked at when state was and when the Mustangs started, and I knew that you know, there was a chance that they could overlap sometime if we were, you know, fortunate enough to make it. You know, this year it ended up happening, and it wasn't too hectic for me at all because, you know, I knew I had, you know, my assistant coach is Max Stevenson, and, you know, Coach Johnson was able to jump in as well, and I knew that everything was going to be taken care of. I didn't get to go to Fan Fest. You know, I got to go to the first day meeting, but I wasn't able to go to Fan Fest and opening night, and I didn't have any worries at all that everything was going to get taken care of just fine. You know, the players played really well, and it was a great night. But, yeah, those high school teams, man, the high school team, it was a lot of fun. We had a good group of guys, and, you know, I've been really fortunate enough to have so many good coaches over the years, you know, with Mike Musser, and then, you know, Matt Johnson, and then Gene Stevenson, and at Wichita State. And I've just been really lucky to have so many good coaches that have kind of paved the way for me to, you know, carry on their kind of coaching style. And the players gravitate towards it. The players love it. That's why they love coming back here every year. And, you know, other teams in our league, they'll have a whole new roster every single summer. And we always have, you know, 10 to 12 guys coming back every single summer. And, you know, it's a true blessing to have, be able to coach the Mustangs every summer, and especially in my hometown and in front of the great fans. And I love this place so much.
Well, obviously we can look down the road, and you probably don't want to talk about yourself or dive too much into that, but really you can kind of just mark the date of when Johnny Coy retires, and then the St. Joseph Baseball Hall of Fame the following year or so. You're going into it. You think about what you did in high school, Wichita State with the St. Joseph Mustangs, now coaching both high school and with the Mustangs. The career has been so special throughout. Do you ever kind of wake up in the morning and pinch yourself that, hey, you're right here in your own backyard and continuing on so much success from the days of playing for a Mike Musser and a Matt Johnson, and now St. Joe baseball is synonymous with winning?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know I'm extremely lucky. I love St. Joe more than anybody. I mean, everyone knows that. I love St. Joe. I could have, you know, after college at Wichita State, I could have stayed there and been a grad assistant, you know, started my own thing in Wichita, you know, hopefully maybe coach in high school. But my dream is always to come back to St. Joe. And, you know, I have several nephews coming up through Benton High School. One of them's a junior right now. He's going to be a senior next year. And I got some other ones coming up, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years. And being able to coach them is really special for me, you know, the school that I graduated from, and then, you know, hopefully be able to coach them in the Mustangs when they graduate high school. There's just no other place I'd rather be with my family, and, you know, raising my own family now. I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and, you know, an awesome wife that also went to Benton High School, and we just have a Southside family, and I couldn't be any happier with the way everything's going.
Pretty cool, the chance to raise them around the ballpark day in, day out. We're talking with Mustangs manager Johnny Coy. Johnny, we look at this team right now, 8-0, mentioned that at the outset. You guys are averaging 9 runs per ball game, and it's not like you're going up against just non-league teams that are cupcakes. You're in the thick of the mink already. What's working right now when you kind of put this lineup together? Do you have a pretty good feeling it's going to be potent night in, night out?
Yeah, I think we're going to be tough to beat, you know, each and every night. You know, I mean, obviously going undefeated is kind of ridiculous to even say in a, you know, a summer wood bat league comp, you know, league, but, you know, our guys are just taking it game by game and just having fun and enjoying each other. And, you know, it's fun to go out and play, especially home games in front of the, you know, best fans ever, man. But on the road, you know, the St. Joe Mustangs are coming to town, and, you know, a lot of people want to come out and see us play. And, you know, it's a lot of fun, man. And we guys are playing confident, excited to get out there every single day. And, you know, we have a really good roster, man. And our pitching, you know, Max Stevenson, our pitching coach, I mean, he pretty much handles the majority of that. So, you know, I just got to worry about the hitters and, you know, making a lineup and going out and playing and having a good time.
You mentioned that Mac and the pitching coach and kind of handling that rotation. Do you have to be pretty specific with that as to make sure that guys get to work in, but you don't overwork them? And what are some names and some arms that we should look out for throughout the summer?
Oh, man, I mean, you can just take a pick. I mean, we have so many guys, and they want to be here to work. You know, summer ball, a lot of guys look at it kind of as a vacation, you know, not having to work all that hard. And, you know, kind of just showing up and kind of just going through the motions. But man, our guys are there working hard, man. And Max Houston, you know, he was a former, he was my ace, you know, back in, you know, 19 and 21, you know, he's a pitching coach at McPherson College. And, you know, he is so detailed and so just organized with everything he does. And the guys gravitate towards that and they want to get better and they want to learn from Mac. And I mean, Roy Holcomb's had two starts already. He's a St. Joe kid. He went to Central High School. He's looking for a home next year. He was at Division One, Southern Indiana. He's going to transfer maybe to Division Two and then MIAA maybe. And you know, Northwest could be a spot. I don't really know, but we're kind of looking for all options. You know, Sam Pitts, unbelievable pitcher. I mean, Tim Teixeira, he just graduated from Liberty High School. You know, he's going to SIUE this fall. And, you know, he's tremendous. I mean, Aaron Harrington. I mean, we have so many guys that Mac and I are kind of just sitting around laughing that we're averaging like 10 strikeouts a game, which is incredible. And you know, we got guys that are hard to compete, throw multiple pitches for a strike, and it's really fun.
Well, it's setting up to be a pretty special summer there in St. Joseph with the Mustangs. Last one before I let you go, I want to ask you real quick too about a former Mustang that just got a job up here in Maryville, Tony Jandrin. Just what do you know much about Coach Jandrin as he takes over the reins after Darren Lowe announces his retirement and kind of a fresh start here for Northwest baseball?
Yeah, you know, Tony's awesome. You know, I absolutely I love that guy. You know, it was kind of weird how him and I reconnected in the last couple months, and you know, his job opened up, and I kind of gave him a job, and he told me how excited he was to be able to have a chance to run his own program. And you know, he's been through it, man. He's made a name for himself at the Division I level, a hitting coach, and you know, I think he's going to be the perfect fit, you know, for Northwest. And, you know, I'm a Bearcat at heart, even though I live in St. Joe. I have two sisters that play basketball there. My brother-in-law, Wes Simmons, played football there. And, you know, I'm a big Bearcat supporter. And, you know, I love Northwest, man. But, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can to help him out. You know, there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to want to be going up there, you know, because, you know, a former Mustang who, you know, he played under Matt Johnson. He's going to have a lot of the same qualities that Matt Johnson has as a coach. And I think he did really well up there.
We're looking forward to it. Johnny, we're also looking forward to the rest of the St. Joe Mustang season coming up Saturday. It's Northwest night. And, of course, great promotions, great baseball all throughout in St. Joseph as we go throughout June and July. Johnny, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.